Welcome back to the Breakdown Weekly. This is episode 5 here. As you guys might notice, no use today. I think this should be his last time away from the videos because unfortunately, well, fortunately, he's finishing up his move, which you guys know takes a lot of time and manpower. And so he won't be here today, but should be back coming this weekend when we record some more videos. And we felt like we had to do a video because there's some big news coming out from, you know, deals that have been in the works that are no longer in the works to new deals popping out of nowhere and so much in between that we thought we had to cover. So today we're going to cover Wijnaldum and the last minute effort by PSG that seemed successful to take Wijnaldum away from Barca. We'll speak about Koeman staying and Laporta's comments. Then I'm going to talk about the international break and how some of our players are doing. Messi scored a goal, right, which is always good to see, though it was from a penalty. We'll then talk about Aymeric Laporte from Manchester City and how we might have another Manchester City center back coming to Barca. Then we'll talk about Dembele in a talk I don't want to have because, unfortunately, with the reality of his contract ending next season, there might be a chance we lose Dembele or have to trade him this summer. And then finally, we'll talk about Jose Gaya, a La Liga Valencia player who might be coming to Barca to give some competition, much needed competition, I might add, to Jordi Alba. So let's get into it. The first thing we're covering today is Wijnaldum. As we've talked about in our last few videos, right, Koeman wanted Wijnaldum. Wijnaldum is definitely a Koeman choice, in large part because Koeman had coached him as the Dutch national team manager. And it looked like he was about to come. We had put out a video where I was saying that I'd like Wijnaldum. I think, you know, with so much experience from Wijnaldum, playing for Liverpool for the last 4 years, and, you know, one of the best teams in Europe. And we have a team full of youth. We have Pedri, Elias, Frankie de Jong, Ricky Puig, right, Collado, some other choices here that might come up from the La Masia talent system. But unfortunately, they don't have a lot of experience. And as Boussy gets older, and hopefully next season we don't rely on Boussy every game like we did for, you know, all of 2021, I was hoping Wijnaldum could come in kind of like Paulinho had, kind of like Arturo Vidal had, right, and serve some, you know, very useful minutes and provide some stability, right? A box-to-box midfielder providing us that attacking threat, that knack for goal that maybe, you know, Pedri and Frankie don't have. And so I was pretty excited. However, at the last minute, it looks like PSG have come in and offered Wijnaldum double the money Barca are offering, which for any player, that's a big thing to turn down. And it seems like he is going to sign for PSG on a 3-year term. One thing that must be said here that I'm pretty happy about is Laporta stood strong. Whereas in previous seasons, Bartomeu, it probably would have happened that PSG comes in, they offer more money, and then Bartomeu might have offered even more ridiculous wages, which is part of how we got into this whole wage dilemma we're in right now. Laporta, he spoke with Wijnaldum. He told them what we had to offer. If he can't accept it, hey, we have to move on, which is really good because that's how you avoid having this crazy wage inflation that Barca have had over the last few years. It said that Pochettino, who had wanted Wijnaldum back in 2016 when Poch was coaching Spurs, was key and spoke personally to Wijnaldum to try and get him here. You know, at the end of the day, I think Koeman's going to be pretty upset because this was one of the players he felt pretty good about. At the same time, though, Laporta did everything. And as we transition into talking about Koeman staying, the one worry I do constantly have for this next season is how much Koeman and Laporta will be able to work together productively to make sure that we have the best season we can. As I've said on previous YouTube/podcasts, I've talked about how Laporta is saying, hey, Koeman, we'll keep you if we don't find someone better in the next few weeks. That can't instill Koeman with a lot of confidence. But Laporta came out earlier this week and he spoke right to the people again, which, you know, is another plus for Laporta. He's coming out talking directly to us fans, telling us his decisions. And he said that we're convinced next season will be great, and that Koeman is committed, and that Koeman should be our man. And speaking to my fears, Laporta came out himself and said, hey, if Koeman had any uncomfortable feelings or, you know, any heartache, he would apologize. And, you know, I think that does something. Sure, it is just, you know, words in a press conference to try and make the situation sound better, but those are big words for the, you know, the president to say that, hey, I would apologize to Koeman if he feels discomfort. But he didn't just, you know, offer that apology. He also said that he wants more from Koeman. He admitted what his apprehensions were and why it wasn't just straight Koeman, what's on the board for next season, why there was some deliberation done by the board and by Laporta. And he said that he wants to see a more offensive mindset next year and he wants to see more intensity overall. As we look back on why Komen is staying, we have covered this in a few videos. I think the main thing is, one, there was no other coach ready. As much as a lot of Barca fans wanted Xavi to come in and to be the replacement for Komen, I just don't think Xavi is ready and has enough, you know, at least European experience to come in. And as I told Yusuf a few videos ago, I have this big worry, right, is that if you set up the scenario of a team in disarray, of an old Barca legend in Xavi coming in, he's going to be stuck in the same situation Komen was, where basically we throw them to the wolves, and if we don't exactly, you know, match up to the standards that Barca have as a team, he was going to be torn down so soon. And we saw it happen with Komen, right, even though Komen is getting his second year, I just really didn't want it to happen to Xavi if he's not ready enough for the job. And then the other big thing here is that it would have cost us 13 million to sack Komen, right? 13 million euros, which is a heck of a lot of money for a team in financial distress. On top of that, we would be paying the wages for a new coach. And any coach that's coming to Barcelona is definitely, you know, stepping up in their profession, and they're going to want a bigger pay raise. And so that just didn't really make sense for us. And so as we move into the international break, which is pretty exciting because, as we all love to see, it's great to see our players all around Europe playing with and South America playing with different teams, getting different experience, right? We saw Messi against Chile score a penalty and look pretty good. He almost had two free kick goals, but unfortunately, our old and dear friend Claudio Bravo was on his night and, you know, had some tremendous saves against Messi. But it was good to see Messi out there. He looked very active, very intense. He put away the penalty, which, you know, for the last few years, right, Messi on penalties hasn't always been the surest thing, but I saw him step up there with a lot of confidence and put it away, which was really nice. We saw Braithwaite score a header actually on Sunday today against Bosnia. And then we saw Depay score, I believe, three times in the last week. He scored a penalty versus Georgia and then scored twice to secure a tie for the Dutch national team against Scotland, which was really good to see. And then, you know, unfortunately, we got the news today that Busquets has tested positive for COVID, which has left the Euros in a bit of disarray because I believe Spain is one of the host countries. It's hosted by a few European countries this year. And Spain are obviously a huge team that UEFA really wants there. But if Busi has COVID, right, does that mean, you know, his Barca teammates like Alba and Pedri might also have it? Does it mean other Spain national team teammates have COVID? So it's going to be interesting in the next few days to see how this shakes out and see what happens with Busi and the Spanish national team. Though the good news is Busquets apparently does not have any severe symptoms and is doing fine, and I believe is going to get treated by the Barca medical team, which, you know, might be a pro, might be a con. And then finally, we have our French big duo in Griezmann and Dembele. They both scored earlier in the week, right? Griezmann had a great shot from outside the box that went in after some interplay with Mbappe. And then Dembouz had a great goal, scoring off of a rebound off the post from a Benzema shot, and Dembouz put it away. And so it's good to see both of them get confidence. Like we said, I'm a big Dembouz fan myself, and so I'm hoping to see him get some time this summer in the Euros. It's going to be pretty hard behind Mbappe, Benzema, and Griezmann, but I think he has a shot to get some good time out there, and hopefully he'll make the most of it and gain confidence. Speaking of France, right, one of the big new, very new, I didn't hear about this at all. I mean, there were some grumblings last week about Aymeric Laporte from Manchester City possibly wanting to come back to Barca. He had a, you know, he's a La Liga seasoned veteran after playing for Athletic Bilbao, and now he is at Manchester City. But, you know, for Laporte, he is a very good center back. I would put him, most definitely above Lenglet in terms of skill. But he's been behind, right? Manchester City are Premier League champions and Champions League finalists. He's been behind Ruben Dias and John Stones. And, you know, Ruben Dias, I believe, just won player of the season for the Premier League. And John Stones, you know, I think sometimes he's a hit or miss, but he seems to have grown in confidence this season. And so Laporte, as Eric Garcia didn't get time, neither has Laporte. And so it should be very interesting to see him, who wants to play and wants to get more time and is very experienced in Spain. And, you know, in fact, he just switched his nationality for the international soccer. He switched from France to Spain, and he just made his debut recently with the Spanish national team. And so you have to think he wants to come back to Spain. Adding another element to these discussions is the fact that, you know, there's a lot of rumors Sergio Roberto might go to Manchester City, and that Pep is pretty high on Sergio Roberto. And so These are a lot of rumors right now. There's not a lot of meat to grab onto or big journalists reporting verified talks, but there is some rumblings about the idea that Sergio Roberto would go to Manchester City, Laporte would come back on that trade, and, you know, we'd probably have to offer up some more money. But overall, this is a big relief because Yusa and I had been sounding the alarm bells for the last few weeks of the season that so much of the focus was on Depay, was on Haaland, was on Wijnaldum, was on these midfielders or attacking players. And, you know, we noticed that Barca scored a lot of goals in La Liga. Really, the thing that caused our defeat this season was that we didn't have a good enough defense. And so Laporte, along with Eric Garcia, could be a great, you know, starter and backup center backs that could really help us next season. So we're glad to see that. And then staying on the same French connection here, we're talking about Dembele. Oh boy, I'm worried because we've known the situation all year, right? Which is that Dembele's contract ends next summer. And so if we don't sign him to a contract renewal this summer, he will go for free next summer. And there's no way we could let a player like Dembele, who we've put so much money into and who has the skills, right? He's a great player, in my opinion, who has these skills to go for free. And so we're basically in the situation here where we have to either sign him to a contract extension this summer or we have to get rid of him. And that is not where I want to be. There had been reports for the last few weeks that things were looking good and that Dembele was definitely going to re-sign, and Laporta, you know, values Dembele a lot. And so I was sitting pretty calm thinking that, okay, this is just a done deal. However, Dembele on this French international break has said some little bit of worrisome things. I mean, he's really being very casual about everything, saying that he's not in a rush, saying that he hasn't spoken to the Barca team, and he's focused on the Euros and his holiday afterwards. And so, you know, if the urgency is not being put on this by Dembele, then that means Laporta really has to get, you know, on the phones, talking to his agent, figuring out how we can either sign him or trade him, right? We have to do one or the other. And so it's going to be very important in the next few weeks for us to see how this all shakes out. I don't want to get rid of Ousmane Dembele because I love seeing him play. But, you know, the Premier League, I feel like there's always rumblings that Dembele might go to Manchester United. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out. And finally, we have the last new-ish rumors coming out that Jose Gaya from Valencia might come to Barcelona. His contract is up in 2023, so not as immediate as Dembele, but it's coming up soon enough, and there's a lot of unrest, and it seems like the players, right, don't like the owner of Valencia, and so it seems like Gaya might be interested in coming over to Barca, right? Alemany, who's now with Barca, was the previous sporting director for Valencia, and he seems to believe there's an opportunity there, and based off his relationship and knowledge of Gaia's situation, that's a pretty good sign that, you know, this is heating up and this might be actually happening. I think for Barca, it's a huge plus because what we've always said is we need to have backups who can challenge our starters and, you know, the quote-unquote untouchables, of which Jordi Alba is one. And so if we're able to get Gaia, we're able to get Jordi Alba some pressure, I think that does so many good things for our team. One, we won't see that same, you know, rundown, tired squad that we see at the end of, you know, each of the last, what, four or five seasons, where, you know, Valverde, Setien, Koeman, they seem to lock into our best lineup because there are so few alternatives. We just play these same players over and over, and then we get run out in the big Champions League or the big La Liga games, and I don't want to see that again. So having a backup option for Jordi Alba is going to be huge. And Gaia on his own is a good player, and so, you know, it's going to be good to see him play, as well as hopefully push Jordi Alba to be a better player this season. So Wijnaldum news, not great. Dembele, we're unsure of, but the fact that Laporte and Gaia might come to Barca is overall pretty good news. And so I want to hear in the comments, what do you guys think? How do you feel about the different rumors and, you know, what players are you watching on this international break? As always, if you could, please like our videos, subscribe, comment your thoughts. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we, Yus and I promise, guys, it's the last one, but Yus and I will be back together for the next video. Thank you so much.